Carl Munzenier for the Access All Aerials Project with Chris Paradox. We are recording this for the London Song Company radio channel. And, that's the boss calling me over. But I think we might get away with this, Chris. Okay. Chris, how are you?
It's a great chance to ignore Bronwyn. I'm great. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Do you know what? I'm going to remember this and just hold the phone up to my mouth like this if ever I need to in the future. Perfect. So you're here for the London Song. Well, you're here anyway.
I'm here
but
anyway.
You are here for the London Song Company. Tell us about the difference in between like last year when I first met and you were comparing the Saturday night show.
Yeah.
That's coming up tomorrow, obviously, with Boo Hewardine, with Charlie Daw and with Reg Muros. How's it going this weekend? What's different for you this year as opposed to last year?
Well, apart from the fact that I'm actually staying in my own flat rather than one of the lovely hotel accommodation rooms that did I get that in there? I live here now. No, apart from that, I'm actually not doing as much this time. So I was running a meaningful lyrics workshop last time and comparing the show, but this time around I'm doing a wake-up thing tomorrow morning with the guys, get them all juiced and inspired before...
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Siu Hang! That's your job.
Okay.
And then I'm doing a bit of... I've just done some one-to-one coaching, again, just helping people to maybe overcome any blocks they've got to their creativity. And a bit of inspiration, you know, that's what I like to do. So I'm doing less, but having a chance to, I think, maybe in a way enjoy it more.
Could you be referred to as a lyrical laxative then?
Only by you, Carl. Right. Only by you.
All right. So,
I really hope that doesn't stick, by the way.
Yes, that conjures up all sorts of images, doesn't it? So it sounds like you're having a lovely weekend. Everybody's arrived, is having a lovely weekend. There's a few regulars, it seems, now on the London Song Company.
There's at least five people that were here last year that have come back, which is a very good sign.
Yeah. And are you emceeing tomorrow evening?
I don't think I am.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't think I am. And I'm totally cool with that. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's fine. I don't really know. I've had a long and busy day. It's been really hot, hasn't it? What's something else?
I'll tell you why I'm doing something at Quest Festival, and Katie knew that. So
you're a busy man.
Yeah.
Quest Festival, what is this?
That's the only reason that I'm not comparing, obviously because I've got another gig.
Obviously. But this is a nexus point, isn't it, for creativity and evolution and this local area. What's going on around here? Quest down the road, London Song Company here.
Gruesome Faggot has got a bad rep, and I really don't understand why.
He means Newton Abbott, everybody.
Not only do the lane lines cross here, not only is Hannah's here, not only is it on the edge of Dartmoor, not only is it not Totnes, there's so much going for it. There really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously having a resident inspiration engineer, which is what you are. That's the common thread here, isn't it? Is that you? I did refer to you, obviously, as a lyric laxative, but you're much more than that. Tell us a bit more about the inspiration engineer work, because obviously that's the connection point with Hannah's, with Quest, and with the London Song Company. What's that all about?
That's all about. Well, coming here last year, working with the LSC, visiting Hannah's for the first time, I was totally inspired. Was invited back to work with Hannah's on their staff day. And when I saw the videos that Bronwyn showed about the work that is done here in terms of making disability incidental, empowering children and adults with learning and physical disabilities to basically be independent, live in the community, contribute, enjoy their lives fully, I just thought, Gandhi once said, you can judge a society by how well it treats the least of its people. And obviously, disabled people aren't the least in that sense, but maybe most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I just thought the work that they do, it broke my heart. I just said, I want to work for you. And I pitched it. And it just so happened that they were forming the Integration Station, which is a unit that's going to really help, as the title would suggest, integrate the good works that Hannah does with the art gallery, the bistro, the hotels, to integrate it all together so it's a holistic organisation that people of all types, because we're all disabled. I can't speak French, for example, so that's one of my disabilities. but we're all disabled in some way. So, to blur those lines between what is, what's disabled and what's not, so that I really see this as a world-class empowerment centre that more and more people are finding out about which is why we're so busy and there's so many things going on with the radio station, with the local community. People are realising they've got this unbelievable resource right on their doorstep.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be part of the team of people that are spreading the word and bringing people here.
It's fantastic to have you here doing that. I mean, we are getting that sense, aren't we, that it's absolutely burgeoning beyond anybody's calculations or expectations.
Yeah, probably a bit quicker than we're set up to work with. But we've got the beer festival coming up, and I think, you know, it's all going to be, you know, there's going to be a tipping point. I think we're reaching the tipping point where all of a sudden it's like people just get it, you know. And I was talking to the lady in the one health food shop in Newton Abbot. Have you been there?
I've been there.
You must know it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely lady, wasn't it? Susan or something. Anyway, she's got the horses and everything. And
Nature's something or other. Yeah. Way, Bounty.
Yeah, and I was saying to her, she's right out here in the boondocks. She's the only person. She was telling me that Holland and Barrett send her customers when they discovered that Holland Barrett isn't actually a health food shop.
We must have entered the fifth dimension if that's happening, right?
Yeah, exactly. But just talking to her, and she goes, oh, I know Silhane. And it was nice to start. Now I'm talking to people and they do know about it and they do know what happens here. Whereas when I first came, what's that then? You know, like on the doorstep. So it's definitely changing.
That's a brilliant marker then. What a difference a year makes.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you very much. Have a super weekend. If people want to find out more about your work, where should they look?
ChrisParadox.com.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
ChrisParadox.com. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thanks, Carl. Cheers, mate.